Here we go.
Hello.
You're supposed to say. And
you're supposed to
hello.
Spay. Yes.
Well, I like the Joker.
I'm just drawing nipples on the bottom of balls of Charmander, Charmeleon. Who is this?
It's a Ballmander.
Ballmander.
Yeah.
Nipples for Ballmander on his balls.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pregame Hooligans podcast. Sorry, we've been on a 1 week hiatus, but we're back.
I was gonna say that. I like the word hiatus.
It is a good word. Anyway, I'm Boston.
Skunk. Both of us.
Basically, right here. What we're trying to get at is we're all here.
Spunk. For the first time. Four. No.
What? No. So it's been a fun couple of weeks. We actually got a lot to talk about because there actually has been a lot going on in the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
For some reason, I was thinking still only one.
Yeah. No. Because last week, had somebody else recording a podcast where we normally do it.
At my house.
So, that was part of the hiatusness.
And then it rained for days.
And then it rained. We didn't get to get back together, but we're back.
Well, we're not the post office, so through rain, snow, or whatever, we're not going to do it. We're just cut off. We'll just stop.
Exactly. Oh, which reminds me, speaking of that type, it just when you said snow, it made me think of the mountains. My dad does have tenants right now, so that is a no-go.
I figured. That's why I said just
let
me know.
I figured as much, too.
Just let me know, because I mean...
And that's what we were actually going to talk to you about that, too.
I heard. Did,
huh? She heard through the grapevine.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I don't know how. I didn't tell her. Did I tell you?
Yeah.
Oh, I did tell her then.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we were talking about that. And just
it wasn't me. It was drunk Eddie. Take it up with him.
Yeah.
I'll get there in a little bit.
No, we're going to see if you wanted to like roll up there.
Because everything's gay with two dudes, so we need a girl in there. So, you know, just come on. Yeah, just come
with. Just have two dudes in a cabin.
That's quality. Yeah.
We tried that one time. It did not end well.
No, it would have been really fun.
Yeah.
But because if he didn't have tenants up there, then there was a good possibility that the gas and power wasn't on up there.
Oh, okay.
It's an excuse to cuddle.
So, because normally, like, if there's no tenants, like, if you're not living somewhere, normally, like, you drain all of your... Like, you gotta shut off your...
One night in a cabin.
Up there.
Yeah.
You gotta drain all the lines and everything like that. So there's no water up there or anything like that.
I'll drain my lines.
Shut up.
That one wasn't whispered.
So
it was not whispered. I was saying it out loud.
Thursday, Carlos and I went to Ritual Brewing out in Redlands, Loma Linda, wherever it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. We went there. He was doing a putting league for disc golf.
Okay.
And he didn't win, unfortunately. But like we went out there, and then we ended up going to Liam's over in Colton. Which that's one place on one of these Sundays. Instead of going to downtown, I want to take you guys over to Liam's. It was a fun time.
Heard of it.
It's you know where the Walmart is right there in Colton,
mm-hmm.
Right off of Mount Vernon, right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's right across the street from that.
Oh, okay.
It's like the little shopping center right across the street.
Everybody knows where Walmart's at, so
yeah,
that's why.
Yeah, so we went over there. It was a good time. I met this chick over there, and I was like. I had never been there before in my life. Like, I had heard about it because David told me about it because he used to KJ over there.
Mm.
David Allison?
Yeah.
KJ Dave.
Yeah.
He used to KJ over there, and we went over there. Ended up being karaoke night, and I was like, oh, I wonder if Dave's going to be here, but I guess he doesn't do it over there anymore. But so we were hanging out, and I was talking to this chick. It seemed like we were hitting it off, and... like we were talking and stuff, she was saying that like Tenacious D is one of her favorite bands ever, and she has a portrait of Jack Black tattooed on
Holy
her thigh.
Shit.
Clearly, she's like, ready for sex.
I was like, "What up, girl?"
You should have
I was like,
the
"Damn,
song.
I did."
Which
I
one?
Asked her,
which one?
I asked her. I was like, "Hey, so what's your favorite Tenacious D song?"
Cause which one though?
Gotta be her favorite.
Which song did you sing?
So she said, "Oh, what's that one? At like it's in the movie when Dave Grohl he plays the devil,"
oh,
and I was just
God.
Like, "Oh, Beelzebub." So I ended up I had Carlos come up and help me out with it.
Who's KJ? Or is he Jack Black?
No,
because you were the devil, right? I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I was doing the devil and Jack Black, but he was kind of singing along with me with Jack Black. He was a little fuckered up, so he didn't. Really, I told him I was like, I just needed to come up and just do Cage's parts.
Just push him off.
And
you're ruining it for me.
Fuck off, man! No.
Can't you see she's buttoning up her
so,
pants?
But that was at the very end of the night, and I got the last slot. And
that last slot.
Yeah. turns out I did not get the last
slot. I was like, wait, did you?
No, it sucks because we were talking and she's like, are you trying to win me over? And I was just like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I am.
You went on stage and sang a Tenacious D song.
Like, come on now.
That's when you just got to go, I'm going to fuck you up. That's what he's saying. You have to sing that one. That would have won her over immediately. Pants dropped, panties wet.
But what sucked was is that, like, I was going to, like, do the song, and then, like, right before we all took off, I was going to be like, hey, so, like, let me get your number. Let's hang out sometime, this and that. And I felt like it was a sure thing. I didn't know for sure, but it felt like it was a sure thing.
She gave her a room key?
And then, no. So then her friend who was giving her a ride home was like, hey, we got to go, like right in the middle of the fucking song. And I was just like,
you didn't think about the friend.
No,
it's your fucking
and then,
fault.
Like, they walked out right in the middle of the song and I was just like, son of a fucking, like, cause I couldn't just, like, I almost just fucking walked off the stage. Like,
there's no point now. Yeah. There's no point.
But I was just like, shit, man.
Did you tell her about the podcast?
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, I mean.
But if you're out there, hit me up.
Go ahead. Give your address.
No, weird, kind of weird thing, though. Her brother has the exact same name as me.
That's weird. Boston?
Josh Smith.
Oh. Whoa, that's even weirder.
Yeah.
So you're easy to find, at least.
Yes and no.
Why?
Because it's the same name, so it's going to be the brother if she looks him up.
She's going to remember him.
Yeah.
Yes and no.
So then you just search if you really want to look for somebody.
Oh, was no, that, wait, when did you learn that? When did you learn that,
well,
though?
Well, not you, but her.
But when did you learn that, that she had the same name, or her brother had the
earlier
same name?
Earlier on in the night.
And you were just like, hey, that's cool. We should get along really well.
She's like,
yeah, right.
You remind me of my brother.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I don't want to say that.
So weird.
No, that would have been, fucking strange.
Exactly. Dr. Strange. But
Dr. Strange.
I went on a date with Jersey. Just kidding. We did, though.
You went on a date with Jerseys.
We went to go, where'd we go? We went to Lucille's. So good.
I fucking love Lucille's.
Yeah, and then we went to
Lucille's. I thought you meant the Seals. I was like, what Seals?
Place? And then we went to Bass. What is it?
Bass Pro Shop right there.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude, I love that place. That place is fucking heaven for me.
Almost.
I remember when we went over there.
Why you hitting me?
It's dope.
I almost bought a bow and arrow for $50.
Which one? Like, oh, those cheap ones.
Yeah, I was like, I could just do it right here and just like fucking. No, it wasn't like it was cheap, but it wasn't cheap. Like, it was a good one, but
it was
$50 like,
one. Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
But I was like,
it was a reverb. Recurve.
Was it a compact bow?
It was recurve.
Did it have wheels on it?
No,
I don't think so.
For $50, okay. they don't sell the fucking.
I don't know. Maybe she was getting a kid's one.
Even then, they don't have the ones that have the wheels on them. They're always recurve.
No. I've seen some kids
for $50.
Well, not for $50, but I've seen some.
That's what I'm saying. For $50, I think because I bought that one for my brother a long time ago. That's why I know which one she's talking about.
Oh, yeah.
It's the one in the package, like the plastic package and stuff like that. But it's like about this big.
I don't know.
Was it like hanging on a rack?
Is yours this big?
It was on a rack.
Oh, okay.
Hand gestures.
Was it like what kind of packaging was it?
It wasn't in a package. Like, it was just by itself. Like, it was just
on
there.
So it was a nicer.
Did it say how many pounds? It didn't say how many pounds.
Yeah. I wasn't going to buy it. Like, I looked at it, and then I was like, fuck, this is dope for $50.
Like, can I kill somebody
and
with this?
And then I kept telling Jersey, and I was like, should I get it? And I was like, it'll be fun just to play with in the backyard.
Oh, yeah. That's actually.
Because there's a skunk.
That's another reason why I want to get into a house to have a backyard.
Yeah.
Because there's a. Excuse me. There's a recurve bow that I've had my eye on for a long time. It's the Samick Sage recurve. I was gonna get the 40-pound draw. So fucking rad. It's like $200 for the set. And it comes with that and the case and a glove and an arm guard.
Jesus.
Five arrows, wax.
Like they used to use in old times.
Everything. Well, you have to have an arm guard.
Yeah.
Like when you get
it's gonna leave you nasty welts.
That shit hurt.
Yeah, I did that one time with my with the bow I have, the hunting bow, and it fucking huge as well on my arm.
I got the same thing.
It honestly stayed there for like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
it was so bad.
I mean, and there's certain things that you got to remember, like when you're shooting a bow, like you never ever dry fire your bow.
Nope.
What's that?
Yo, dry fire is like no arrow. It'll snap the strings, or it'll break the.
It can because it puts added tension on the arms, and especially with recurves. So if you do that more times, like with the wood recurves, it'll like crack the arms on it, and you have to buy new arms for it.
It's weird, but yeah.
I don't know. It was either that or like one of those little.
Did you know
guns.
What you were doing is dangerous?
Well, she was like, you should just get a gun. And then I was just
a
like.
A gun? Hey, well, how'd you go from a bow to a gun?
Because I was like,
just
get
a crossbow.
I just wanted a toy. Like, I just wanted something to play with. And then I was just like, well, I don't want a gun because that's like boring.
That's
like,
when you get
least,
a pop
like,
gun.
Well, like, I can use them like my arms, but instead of just like shooting, I didn't want to just shoot.
Yeah.
I was like, I just want
to. I'd rather have a bow than a gun.
Yeah.
I can't.
So much fun.
Yeah, like when once I get back to work, I have a $50 gift card to Bass Pro coming to me.
Uh-huh.
So once I get that $50 gift card, boom, going over there, gonna go get that for $150 instead of $200.
Got flashlights.
The best one I saw on Recurve is it was like it was $249. That's the one I want. Why are you kicking me?
I haven't looked on Craigslist lately either. I might even find something on Craigslist that's like the bow that I want, but. Like somebody got it and they didn't use it. Like it's not something that I'll use all the time, but it's something that I want to have.
Yeah, I might actually sell my compound because I mean it wasn't that much, but I want a recurve.
Yeah, recurves is just so cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like and I understand the usefulness of the
compound. Yeah, because it locks it in place.
Yeah, and it's much easier. Like because yours is an 80-20.
What pound?
Yeah, yours is an 80-20.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was 70.
It's 80 draw, and then once the cams take over, it's only 20.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. That thing's scary.
Yeah, it is.
That thing's fucking strong.
Yeah, it is. That was a lot of fun, man. I remember when we were calibrating the sight on it and everything, and we finally got it, like, almost dialed in perfectly.
And then we hit that one guy, and I'm sorry.
Then we shot that one dude on accident. It's totally an accident.
They never found him. Shit.
Like what, pest?
Pest, oh my god.
I like to fire the fence, grizz, grizz, slide three top money on the screen.
I fucking love the beginning of that movie.
Oh my god, I still love that movie, and a lot of people don't know it. I'm just like, how do you not know
there's
pest?
There's so many people that don't know it. My mom hated that movie. Like I remember we
because he was just annoying, but it's still fucking funny.
Oh yeah, absolutely, it was a stupid movie.
Yeah,
like
so
I
good.
Totally get why my parents hated that movie.
It was a classic '90s movie. That's why I liked it. It was just that's when I first learned about John Leguizamo, and he's still funny. Like his stand up is really good.
Yeah, I didn't watch the new thing on Netflix, so
it's all right. But the older ones like Freak, that one's really good.
There was a new one that just got released with there was a comedian I've never seen him before.
Sebastian?
Is it? I think it's that one.
Sebastian. Under
he's wearing like the blue leather jacket.
Is he under the sea?
It just came out. It just came out like this week.
I just remember he was wearing a blue leather jacket.
He's like Italian. Did you watch it?
He's like a skinny guy. He's like an older skinny guy.
Oh, I don't know then. Sebastian just came out.
Anyway, but if it is that guy, I watched the like trailer. I didn't like it. Just because like he was... Like, literally, just, like, now, I'll talk shit on, like, kids that are younger than me and stuff like that, but, I mean, he was going just, like, his stand-up was literally just talking shit on everybody and everything.
So he's going ham on them.
Oh, then maybe it was
him. And I was just like, I don't fucking like this guy. Like, he's just, like, he was saying something about wireless headphones or something like that and how stupid they are. I'm like, why is that stupid?
Oh, working out, that was Sebastian. And he was just like, the guy's working out like on a treadmill, and then he put on wireless headphones, and he's like, what the fuck? Because he put little pods on or something like that. And that part wasn't really that funny, because I'm like, well, everyone uses pods.
Yeah, like, who cares, man?
Yeah.
Fuck pods.
But,
what are you talking about?
Like, the whole trailer just seemed like he was just like nonstop just talking shit on everybody, and I was just like, I don't fucking like you, man.
Yeah.
Well, there's a difference between talking shit and actually making jokes about talking shit. You know, it's like... I've seen people talk shit and they think
that's
they're funny.
Thing,
it's like, no,
just
it's not
like,
funny.
He just likes to be annoyed. And he's good at it. You should watch it. It's pretty funny. I saw him at the Comedy Store. He was really good in person. I was it was dope. But I don't know. I watched it. I didn't laugh, but it was funny.
What, you didn't laugh,
sense.
But it
was
funny?
Yeah, like, that makes sense. Like, I didn't laugh at all, but, like, I thought, like, I wasn't bored by it.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't know.
Sweet.
I don't know. Like,
I don't know how that works out. He
I
was
watch
funny,
other specials, and, like,
but
they don't
I'd
make
never
me laugh
laughed.
Either. But like, I like listening to it.
Who's that YouTube guy that says "I don't know" all the time?
Oh no, he's not a YouTube guy. He was a guy that was on the news, and he's
he has a YouTube channel.
Yeah, like I know he plays it off. No, he plays it off because like he talks about like he's like, and the Dark Lord will come and takes over, and I don't know. And he just does that the whole time. I don't know why, but he's on the news. Like he worked at like Arby's or some shit, and then like he did some other thing. But like, he was literally.
And he was also at the unveiling of the Church of Satan.
I'll show you after this.
Like when the Church of Satan unveiled their like big like devil statue.
Yeah.
Their like monument that they put in. It's like down in LA or something like
that. Yeah.
And he was there, and they went and interviewed him. And he was just like, and the Dark Lord will rise and take over the earth. And he just goes on over and over.
Yeah, that's one of them. And then he does another one at Arby's. And then he does another one at, I don't know if it's VidCon or WonderCon, but he does another one. He's getting interviewed by another girl.
He does interviews. Like, if you ever watch his YouTube channel, I've seen a few videos on his YouTube channel. That's just kind of his shtick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so he's not serious, but still, he does do that.
I feel like it might be like a kind of a nervous tic that he has, though. Maybe. I don't know for sure.
I don't know. I do, but I mean, it's like rambling.
That one guy that you sent me where he's like, I don't know, you got me this fucking hat. I'm gonna walk down the stairs, mom, and he like starts running down the stairs, and he's like, is he serious? Like, no, he's not serious. That's his bit, you know. So like, you never know with people nowadays. Right. They could have any kind of bit they want, but that guy's fucking funny.
Maybe he just did it once. And he actually was like, I'm just rambling, said, I don't know. And then people just reacted to it. So now he just does it all the time.
I mean, I have no idea. Like, you have to watch it because his rants are pretty, like, it's legit. It's not like he's actually just saying everything. He literally sounds like he's saying a script, like, at once. And then he just says, I don't know, at the end of it.
It's like he rehearses this for any time he's on camera.
That makes sense. That's pretty cool. Oh,
he's funny.
I'd follow him.
Like, around on the street?
No, I mean on Instagram and then, around on the street.
We'll find him.
It depends. If he was on the street, I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, anyway. So, did you get a chance to watch Reign of Superman? You didn't, right?
No.
Oh, okay. I know you didn't get a chance to, because you didn't have time to.
I just saw the trailer.
It was,
She could barely watch a trailer.
Did you watch the trailer to Reign of Superman?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, what you told me, the trailer that you told me to watch.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No,
Spider-Man, right?
Yeah.
Superman or Spider-Man?
No, I'm talking about the Superman animated movie that just got released the other day.
Oh, no, I thought it said Spider-Man.
Well,
no, I did say that.
You saw the man at the end of it, because I honestly thought you were talking about when you said Death of Spider-Man. I was like, Death of Spider-Man, but it was Superman. I misread it, because I was like, it's late, and I just saw Death of Spider-Man. I was like, two different things.
Well, I was confused by that. I was like, what? And I was just like, oh, I don't really like Spider-Man. But, like, right now, I was like, oh.
If you would have said Death of Batman, she's all over it.
Yeah, I would watch
Okay,
Superman.
So sometime last year they did a remake of the Superman Doomsday movie, the animated movie. I don't know if you ever saw that one.
I think so.
Where it was like Doomsday fighting him, and Superman dies, then he comes back.
I think so.
So they redid that one, and it's like it was like a whole new storyline where he actually like falls to Earth and then just wreaks havoc everywhere, and then Superman dies because of Doomsday.
How do you guys like download movies?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that.
Can I do it on YouTube?
We can talk about that later.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
We'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
So then they did Reign of the Superman, which I mean, you know the Death of the Superman like storyline with Doomsday and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like Doomsday was the only one ever powerful enough to fucking kill him.
A bunch of times.
Yeah.
He survived and died, basically.
Holy fuck, I'm gonna get attacked by a bat.
That's fine.
Maybe you'll become Batgirl.
I know.
Or Batwoman. No, which one would you rather be?
Batgirl or Batwoman?
Batgirl, yeah?
Yeah.
I think Batwoman's a little more badass.
Superwoman's pretty dope. I wouldn't want to be Supergirl.
There's a Superwoman, but not a Supergirl?
I don't know, but I'm just saying, there's a Batgirl, not a Batwoman.
But there is a Batwoman.
There is?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's two, the Super, same person?
Batgirl is Barbara Gordon. Uh-huh. Barbara Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
Batwoman is some other chick. It's this lesbian chick that becomes Batwoman.
What she got totally a lesbian for? Her
mom. She just is lesbian.
Okay. That's hot.
Is that new?
Well, it's part of the New 52, but Batwoman's been around for a while.
Batwoman's
been around since the 90s.
Oh, okay. She's always been a lesbian?
I don't know if she's always been a lesbian.
Well, ever since 2019. But I know. She can do what she wants.
Like some old lesbian chick.
Well,
no, she's not older. She's like she's like in her 20s.
Yeah, that's why I'd want to be a girl.
You don't want to be a girl?
I would be Batgirl just so I could be younger.
And a lesbian?
Straight. And then
straight.
And I become Batwoman and turn into a lesbian.
Let's all be lesbians. It's fine.
Yeah, and then in the new DC shows, in the crossovers that just happened, mm-hmm. It was Ruby Rose played Batwoman.
Ooh, that's dope.
So, and it fit because she actually is a lesbian.
Yeah, she's pretty tough looking.
Yeah, well, and like they did beautiful. It really well because Batwoman doesn't wear like a whole head cowl. She has she has her cowl and then she's got the ears, but she's got like really long red hair.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, but it's actually...
She look good with hair?
It's a part of the suit. It's, like, she has short hair.
Oh, okay.
She has short hair, like, when she's just talking to people. But it's actually, like, it's a part of the suit. It's, like, it's just on the suit.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, that's pretty cool, because I was wondering how they were doing it, and then when she opened up the doors and the suit was there, I was like, ah, that's pretty dope. It was clever.
It is clever.
So, anyway... Let's,
Let's continue talking.
Let's continue talking. No, we need to get into the trailer for Spider-Man.
It looks good. Honestly, I don't like Spider-Man.
I haven't seen it.
That looks really, really good.
I'm not the biggest, like, Spider-Man fan as a character. Yeah. Like, I like Spider-Man.
How dare you?
I like Spider-Man for who he is, but I'm not, you. Like, when I was younger, obviously.
No!
I liked Spider-Man.
It went out. Yeah. Our heat just died.
It wasn't really keeping me that warm, I don't think.
Wait till a couple seconds.
I know.
Your coffee mug is probably keeping you warm.
Actually, I'm not very cold if you want to use my coat right now.
I have, like, so much clothes on. That's all I was like, I don't think it's really keeping me warm because I'm not that freezing.
Well, it's there if you need it.
Thank you, though.
Anyway.
I
have it. I think you can't.
Damn it!
I think that the new Spider-Man looks fucking rad. Although I'm a little disappointed in Disney for releasing the trailer so soon.
When does it come out?
It comes out after the next Avengers, because remember
now it just ruins the fact that Avengers.
Like in, well, I mean, we
you don't know the timeline yet.
Yeah, but it's supposed to take place after the Avengers, as far as I know.
Oh, okay.
So I know that it comes out after the Avengers. Because Avengers, well, Captain Marvel, it's going to be Captain Marvel and then the Avengers that comes out. Those are the next two movies, next two Marvel movies for Phase 4. Or is Phase 4 after Avengers?
Wait, are you asking me? Because you said sure. That you already knew.
I'm not sure. I don't remember if this is still part of Phase 3 or if we're already in Phase 4 right now.
Well, if you don't know, I'm not going to tell you.
Well, it's not like it's a big spoiler.
I don't know either. That's what I'm saying. If you don't know, I'm not going to tell you because I don't know.
Anyway, so, yeah, it's going to be Captain Marvel that comes out next, which the new trailer for that looks fucking awesome, too. Like, you actually see her in action when she's in the full suit with the fucking, with the mohawk and shit. Just looks so rad.
Sounds dope.
So rad. So, yeah, I just wish they just kept everything under wraps.
A little bit longer.
Until the next Avengers came out, because Peter Parker disintegrated in the Avengers.
Oh, so then how does this come after?
So
that means
he didn't
disintegrate. That's what he's saying.
So
is that,
he,
it's
he
not a surprise anymore.
In Avengers: Infinity War, at the end of the movie,
when
Thanos snapped his fingers,
that made me so right. The one that was on it's on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was bad because I was like, really, that's how they fucking end it? I was so fucking pissed. I didn't know.
Well, I mean, it's a two part against Thanos.
Yeah.
So and like obviously we know that a lot of the characters are going to be coming back that he got rid of. We know that.
Yeah. But
because of the comics and everything like that. But still, like even though we all know that, there are still some people that don't know that.
Too late now.
That don't know anything about the. Well, I mean, not necessarily our listeners, but like there are people in the world that don't know anything about the comics that are they're just like, oh shit, like they're just gone now. So, anyway, I just wish they would have just kept it under wraps until Avengers Endgame came out.
I like this Spider-Man. Reminds me of Michael Cera, but, like, this kid's cuter.
Okay.
If you listen to them, they both have, like, soft voices, and they're both kind of, like, nerdy-ish.
And it's funny, because he's actually English.
Is he?
Yeah.
Does he have an accent in the movie? No, huh?
No.
I didn't think so.
No. What's his name? Tom Holland?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an English kid. And And he has like, he has a pretty thick British accent.
And he hides it good.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Like, which is funny because he doesn't hide anything good. He always just spoilers on his fucking, every time he's doing a movie role, he always spoils it because like he leaks something.
Oh, I know. Accident. Well, I mean, he's just,
you have to watch his videos. Just, he leaks like a lot of things.
He's a kid. He's just like so excited. Yeah. About playing,
there's playing when Spider-Man. When the first Avengers came out, he did an unboxing of his like posters and all that stuff, and then showed like a thing that said, "Do not show this to like," it's like a fucking sign that said, "Do not show this or do not read it out loud or whatever." And he turns it around and he's like, "Oh, this is a pretty cool poster." He turns it around, he's like, "Oh shit!" And he turns off his fucking camera so fast.
Live?
Yes, it was on. It was on Instagram Live, and I was like, "Oh my god!"
I was like,
"We
could have just deleted it."
No, it was on Instagram Live. It's so funny. That's the video, funny, just though. Like he's like, "Oh fuck!" He tries to hide it so well, but it doesn't work. And then every time he's on like an actual like audience thing or like where they're asking like him questions, like talk show, he has to have two of his coworkers. So it has to be either like one was Doctor Strange, the other one was Robert Downey Jr., and they have to tell him to shut up. Like, don't. Yeah. Like, they have to shut him up because he's going to say too many things, you know? So it's so funny. You just have to look them
up.
That's so cute. I think there's actually like a certain thing you look up. It's just like Tom Holland's leaking or Tom Holland's spoilers or some shit like that, and it's so fucking funny.
Because
he's a teenager, you know? He's so excited about it, but he doesn't know what not to do. Even in the movie, they couldn't have actual actors with him. You know that, right?
No.
Yeah, he was basically playing the role with people that are cardboard cutouts.
Why?
Because he's not supposed to know anything of the scene that's going on. And if he knows anything, he might leak it. So that's why they're like, "Nope, you're gonna play with these other."
Shut,
yeah. So he ended up playing with a lot of cardboard cutouts at the time.
That sucks. That's funny though. That's so cute.
So I'm super excited about it. I think it looks really good. I'm glad that they're bringing Nick Fury into it. I think that's gonna be a cool little
Samuel L. Jackson
addition.
What's Jake Gyllenhaal? What is he?
Mysterio.
Oh, okay.
Which we have some conflicts on that because he thinks that there's gonna be. Well, I mean, I think I don't know. He thinks he's a good guy, and I think he's playing the role of a good guy.
It's like. The trailer kind of makes it look like he's a hero, but we all know him
Mysterio
as an iconic Spider-Man villain.
To figure out. That's what
he's not really so much a villain. He's more of the fact that he turned into a villain after Spider-Man debunks him for being a hero. Because he's just trying to like, "Oh yeah, look at all the things I've saved, even though I'm the one that caused it." That's what he does.
Okay.
So that's why like Spider-Man in the animated series is like, "Oh no, you're the one that did all this." And then he rats him out, and then he's known as a villain at that point.
Right,
like,
but he's also, take vengeance on you. He's also a sorcerer too.
No.
He uses magic.
In the animated series he's not. In the animated series he just knows a lot of like flash cubes that like plays projections. He's not actually a sorcerer.
Mysterio. Well, I mean,
in this one, he might be. I'm not sure.
If you look at, like, it almost looks like a transmutation circle when he's, like...
Well, what he does is he does a hologram of something, and then he actually hits him. Like, so, like, if someone gets hit, he'll do a hologram, and then he'll actually hit him with something else. So it looks like that hologram's hitting him.
I'm wondering if that's the route that they're going, I'd be totally fine with that.
Yeah.
But I'd also be interested to see if maybe they want to go with, like, a hero route with him. I'd be kind of stoked to see that.
I don't think they're going to do
but
that.
But also, I mean, think about this. I was talking to you the other day, brought it up. I watched the trailer. God damn it, it's a no-fly zone.
We're talking here.
So I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were saying, you know, there is a London branch of the, like the protectors of the world against like the like magical realm.
So you think that's why they took it outside of the United States and went to?
Well, I'm wondering if he like either works at or he's the head of the London branch of where like Doctor Strange, because Doctor Strange is in the U.S. and he's the head of that branch of.
Between the three different locations, it's the U.S., London, and Japan.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I'm wondering if maybe he works at that branch. At the London
branch. I feel like if it was actually mystical, then Doctor Strange would make a cameo, which they might keep that under wraps.
Maybe.
You never know.
Yeah.
But I don't think it is. I mean, for me, I just feel like it's just Mysterio pulling a trick on everybody, you know?
Which, again, I'd be totally fine with.
Because the way he came in trying to be all superheroish is like, really? Like, even Spider-Man doesn't do that shit. So that's why I'm like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
It can't. I don't know.
But, I mean, there's a big debate going on online about it, too, right now.
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll definitely find out. I'll drink to that, honestly. But
yeah.
I don't know.
rocks.
Fucking planes!
The helicopter's just doing circles around the rocks.
Oh, it's a helicopter. I thought it was a plane. It's a planicopter.
It's like a bee that won't go away.
Because they know we're pre-gaming, so they're looking for us. The hooligans are on location.
Yeah. I wonder what's going on, man. It's kind of pissing me off. You're ruining our podcast.
Bastard.
Bastards.
That's it. Let's cut it here.
Are you hearing gunshots?
No, let's not hear that.
Yeah, I'd rather not. Totally rather not.
Well, let's. What if you hear bow shots? Foom, foom.
That'd be dope.
Did you see Jersey with the bow on the roof? What the fuck, Jersey?
I know.
That's fine. Laura Croft is there, too. Which is a good game, by the way. Thank you for letting me borrow that game. That game is really good.
Super dope.
It's annoying how much shit that there is in there because I'm trying to like get everything.
Yeah.
Like the documents, the fucking everything. I'm trying to get everything in. I'm like, fuck, there's so much shit.
Yeah, and
in
you got to go raid all of the tombs to get all of the different and secrets then and everything.
The thing I like about it though is every time you beat like one little part of the storyline, you're like, oh, I got a new equipment. I got to go raid this tomb now.
Yeah.
Because you have the breather and all this other shit. I'm like,
yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, super, super good, man.
But it's hard. It's hard remembering where everything is at. It's like, oh, the knife was equipped here. I need to go back that place.
Although I do really enjoy the fast travel feature.
Yeah, of course. That's always my favorite in the Tomb Raider.
Yeah, because I'm doing Assassin's Creed Odyssey right now, and
there's no fast travel.
No, there's fast travel.
Oh.
I've been utilizing the shit out of it, but then I always there's like sometimes I'll forget to synchronize a viewpoint.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll be like, oh, I need to go back to this area. And then I go to the map to try to fast travel. And I'm like, oh, fuck. it's just not fucking there. I'm like, damn it. I got to go to the closest fast travel point and then either use my ship to sail closer or got to fucking use my horse and like go over mountains and shit like that.
Fucking horses, man.
Yeah. There was, and like, I got one of the DLCs for it. One of the, it was, The Legend of the First Blade.
Ooh.
It has you go and synchronize all these different viewpoints, but I did it like early on where I hadn't even visited these places yet.
Yeah.
So like I was going like I want to say it was like over 2,000 meters, just on horseback, going all that way, and I'm just sitting there just like
holding the joystick,
just going and 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 going, and all of a sudden a fucking lion attacks me. And then it's like way overpowered for where my character's at right now. It's like a fucking, like at that time, I think I was at like a level 10. And then like this lion attacks me. That's,
are you sure
like
it was a lion or was it Mysterio? No, it's definitely a lion. Fake lion.
So it attacks me and I'm like, I'm trying to fucking fight this thing and it kills me. And it's like, okay, now I got to fucking go back to where it last auto saved.
You're so lucky Wreck-It Ralph isn't real, where you die and you're fuck, like, they get so pissed off. It's like, damn it, I died again. I still haven't seen the new one, though.
I haven't seen it either.
I heard it was okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I
saw it.
You think you saw it?
You think you can?
I think I saw it with my brother.
How does... What do you mean?
I don't know.
Wreck-It Ralph breaks the internet?
I think so.
So he's
gonna,
Disney Princess?
He's going to wreck it?
I know what it is, but I'm pretty sure I saw the second one with my brother.
I have not. I have yet to see it. Sure. I didn't hear really good things about it, but it was also Brittany who said it. So I'll still have to make my own judgment.
I don't remember. I just remember watching it.
It's hard to drink this.
I watched Anna in the Apocalypse today.
Oh, wait. What?
The new movie that just got released recently.
Uh-huh.
It's called Anna in the Apocalypse. Not what I expected.
Okay.
Because the trailers made it look like it was like a kind of a Christmas time funny zombie movie.
Is it on theaters?
It came out in like, it was like a limited release.
Okay.
And it's like...
Because you said zombies, so I'm like, I had to know about this one. Because the only one I know about zombies is Overlord.
Oh, yeah. And I haven't seen that one
yet. I still want to watch that fucking movie.
Yeah. No, so it's a musical.
Okay, a zombie that's musical? That's
it's
dope.
A fucking zombie musical. But it's like a high school zombie
musical. I mean, that's
not
surprising because Evil Dead is a zombie musical. But it's Deadites. But okay, go ahead.
Like, they're in the UK. Really, I want to say they're either in Scotland or they're somewhere in England.
Not important. Go ahead.
But I was watching it and all of a sudden, like in the first few minutes of the movie, they break into song and I was just like,
That's totally what I would do. That's exactly what I would do in a zombie apocalypse. I would totally break out a musical.
And there was one really funny part where they were like, it was like kind of a duet, but it was like these two people that were like walking to school like different ways. They both had their headphones on, so they couldn't hear all of the screaming happening around them.
So it's funny.
And then they're just strolling through these neighborhoods, and there's just chaos around them, and they're just not even fucking realizing what's happening right now.
It was like Shaun of the Dead.
Kind of like that, yeah. But that part was kind of funny. But I was just like, oh, this is a musical. Okay.
That's so funny.
Like, I thought it was fun for what it was. It wasn't, like, a great movie, but I thought it was fun.
It's, like, entertaining.
Yeah, super entertaining. I just really was not expecting it when they broke in the song. I was just like, oh, what?
Is it gory still?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Is it better than Evil Dead, the musical?
I haven't seen it yet.
Damn it.
Do zombies sing?
Do the zombies sing?
Yeah, like no. I'm a bit part demon.
No. But it is kind of funny because there's like they're like hold up in a bowling alley. They're like hold up in a bowling alley, and one of the guys goes, "Oh, Justin Bieber's a zombie."
That's good. Oh.
Because, like, the internet was still on, so they're getting, like, all of these, like, updates, like, on social media and stuff like that.
You're going to hate this, but I already like it more than Strowman.
It sounds like a good movie.
That's why.
What I'm saying. It was fun. And then, like,
Justin Bieber's like, a zombie. sounds great.
There's, like, a part where they're, like, walking underneath a blow-up pool. Yeah. There's, like, the four of them, they're holding a blow-up pool, like, above them so that the zombies don't notice them or anything.
Makes sense.
Right?
Classic zombie.
Yeah. they're like, oh, well, we should just play a game to
pass the time. Like,
keep our mind off of it.
Yeah.
And this and that. And one guy says...
Marco.
One guy says to the lesbian girl, he says, all right, marry, shag, or kill. Zombie... Was it Zombie Rihanna, Zombie Beyonce, and Zombie Miley Cyrus? And she
kill Miley,
like,
Cyrus.
And she was like, oh, no, this is... I was like, she says, kill them all. Like, they're zombies.
That's a pretty good point.
And he's like, no, like, come on, like, do it for real. And she says, well, marry Beyonce. And then another kid chimes in. He says... Oh, you're gonna kill Rihanna? And she's like, I didn't even finish yet. And he's like, yeah, but you wouldn't. You would obviously shag Miley Cyrus.
Scary.
Yeah, obviously, what the fuck was that?
She seems like she would be a little crazy in bed and fun.
Nope.
Miley Cyrus?
Nope.
I'd kill Miley Cyrus.
All right, so then, yeah, let's do yours then.
I'd marry Beyonce for
Miley Cyrus, Beyonce, or, you know, Rihanna.
I'd probably marry Rihanna.
Just really?
I would. See, that's the thing is, like.
But Beyonce has money.
Well, and she could put a ring on it.
And she seems way better.
No.
Rihanna?
No.
That I don't really care about. I personally think that Rihanna is more attractive, in my opinion.
Yeah, me too.
Beyonce.
So I would rather, like, hook up with Rihanna than marry her.
It depends.
No, but I
would. Because I would rather spend my life with Rihanna.
Somebody that I thought was more attractive.
I don't know. I feel like Rihanna's crazy.
But see, the thing is when you spend your life with them, that see, the thing is fuck, marry, kill. So if you're marrying them, that means you're not fucking them at all.
Yeah.
So if you're only fucking one person, that means it's either Beyonce or Rihanna. So that's the thing, yeah. So if you're marrying them, you're marrying them for... I'm just slapping my finger on this table too much.
Jesus Christ.
I would agree with her, because I'd rather fuck...
Who screams?
And then Miley Cyrus is just annoying.
Yeah, fuck Miley Cyrus. But I think I would rather fuck Rihanna and then marry Beyonce. Going by look-wise, yeah, like you said, you know.
You're good. Rihanna's doing. Rihanna. Leave it in the comments.
What about you?
They just said it.
Pauly Shore. No, I'm Zombie Pauly Shore.
Don't you think Pauly Shore's hot?
You do.
No, I love Pauly Shore.
Exactly.
Though. I don't think he's hot.
She does.
No, I don't.
You got a crush on Pauly Shore. Ew.
I love Pauly Shore.
Let's think. Okay, Pauly Shore's dead. What?
It's a movie.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, really?
Yeah, it's a movie called Pauly Shore's Dead.
Chinese I would say...
baby.
Keanu Reeves, Channing Tatum, or Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mm. Ooh, that's a good one. Keanu Reeves I would marry.
Yeah.
Who else?
Jake Gyllenhaal. Uh-huh. And then Channing Tatum. Wait, did I say Channing Tatum?
You said Channing Tatum.
I'll kill Channing and then Jake Gyllenhaal.
I thought I said somebody else.
No, that's who you said.
Okay, then yeah. You'll kill Channing? Uh-huh. Are you sure?
Okay.
It's pretty magical with his mic.
Channing Tatum with Ryan Gosling.
His mouth bothers
me. Oh. Replace
Channing Tatum with Ryan Gosling.
Oh.
The Gosling.
Yeah, then switch him with Jake.
Jake Gyllenhaal? You kill Jake Gyllenhaal? Uh-huh.
That's a good one.
Ryan Gosling is not that hot.
If you look at his mouth, is like Shrek.
Who?
Channing Tatum. He has a nice body.
I can see that.
Okay.
But like, there's something wrong with his mouth.
I'm still interested to see if there's like I've heard that they're still going to go ahead with the Gambit movie.
It's been in production for like 2 years now.
Right, but there was also you also have to normally that kind of dooms a movie when they push it back and stuff like that normally, but there's also been the deal going on with Disney and Fox, and because Fox owns Gambit.
Well, that's what they're saying about the new
they canceled a bunch of Fox's ideas for their movies. As soon as Disney took over, they're like, all right, not doing this.
That's what they're saying about the new Hellboy, is that it's been pushed back so much that it's not even worth watching sometimes. Like, it's like, oh yeah, it's good, but it's not exactly what you thought it was going to be. I'll watch it, because I like the Hellboys in general, the first and second one. Totally. So I thought, the third one can't be that bad.
Especially because it's also not Guillermo del Toro.
I know, but it's even darker. It's supposed to be darker than the first one.
It does look darker.
The first two were campy. They were okay. Yeah.
A little more family-friendly.
Happy-go-lucky kind of thing, but the second one, or the third one's supposed to be more dark.
That's kind of Guillermo del Toro's style. Like, he kind of does stuff that's a little more family-friendly, except not Pan's Labyrinth. Is not family-friendly.
Never seen it.
It is so good.
I don't like to read.
I heard it's really good.
No. Like, that's one movie that, like, because, I don't really like subtitles either.
So then read it for me.
Really?
It's all in Spanish.
Oh, really? I hate that. I only watch Narcos because of that.
You what?
Narcos.
No, but...
Oh, like, the show Narcos.
Yeah. Honestly, okay.
I've never seen that either.
Just watch Pan's Labyrinth. Just give it a shot.
See, you tell me to watch it. You tell me to watch it, but you never said watch it and read it. So I'm not going to read it.
I can't sit there and watch movies. That's the only reason. But I'll give it a try. I watched, the first Narcos. I try to watch the second one.
I've seen the top 10 movies that are, fucking ridiculous. Like, the evil person. And I know Pan's Labyrinth has one of the most evil people in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Creepy, and he gets his just desserts. Because I've seen that thing, top 10 Mojo, and all that shit. So I know he gets what he deserves. But, I still can't. I can't watch a movie and read at the same time. Because it's like, I'm not that fast of a reader. I'm not that fast of a reader, so it's harder for me to do that, you know? Animes take a long time for me. That's why I wait for, the English version. If it doesn't, then
totally.
Whatever.
No, I totally understand, but give it a shot. They might even have, the English dub on there.
Yeah. Hopefully. I mean, if not, then I'm just going to... Because, even my best friend told me, oh, it's a really good movie. I was like, well, I'm down to watch it. Because she even told me that about Bohemian Rhapsody. I still haven't seen that one yet.
I want to see that.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
My mom said it's good.
Tiff and I were supposed to go see that.
Who?
Me and Tiff were supposed to go see that.
Who's Tiff?
Anyway. No, I really enjoyed Pan's Labyrinth. I saw it, the first time I saw it, with subtitles. I really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was awesome. Especially, the cinematography and everything like that. I mean, it's Guillermo del Toro. He's the man, dude.
Yeah, he's good.
Have you ever seen his house?
Like, the movie?
They did it late. No. His actual house. They did a walkthrough of his house and everything, dude. It's fucking awesome, dude. It's the most macabre of the macabre. Just weird shit all over his walls and everything. He's just a weird dude.
But I can see that.
It was real fucking good. Real, real good. I enjoyed it. You guys can make up your own minds, I guess.
Oh, wow. Well, I haven't seen it yet, so I can't make up my mind yet.
Yeah. No, it's good. We'll talk about it next week.
Will we, though?
If you guys feel homework. Reading.
Is that a homework? What?
Well, again, they might have the English dub.
God damn it, Josh. Giving us homework.
They might have the English dub on there on Netflix, too.
So. Oh, yeah, maybe.
So if they do, it'll be easier. I don't like watching live-action movies with English dub.
Wait, what do you mean? Example.
Yeah.
Pan's Labyrinth, for instance. I tried watching it English dubbed, and I preferred it with the subtitles because it's weird to me when the words don't match their lips.
Like, it throws you off.
I could deal with that because I watched enough Jackie Chan movies, so I could deal with that.
Yeah,
especially
that's entertaining.
Yeah, I love Jackie Chan movies. Those are really good movies.
Totally.
Yeah, that's the only movie that I'm like, all right, you know.
And, like, with anime, I don't care, because it doesn't fucking match anyway.
That's not true. Some do. Like, Yu Yu Hakusho does.
Yeah, for the most part, it does, yeah.
For the most part, it really does. That's why I'm like, that's not true completely, but... And that's one of my favorite fucking animes.
It's getting cold out here.
So put on all your clothes. It's getting so cold. Let's go put our clothes
on. I'm wearing everything you own.
I better not do lunges. God damn it, friends.
When is Frankenstein's? Like, what?
It's Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Yeah.
Okay. It only says it on there. Wednesdays and Saturdays, Frankenstein's. No, I don't know.
I was like, where?
I don't know. I was just saying
on
that.
On the website?
I never go on the website.
They're open on Wednesdays from 3 to 9 and Saturdays from 9 to 5.
Oh, okay.
That's why normally I can't go, because I usually work until 7 o'clock on Wednesdays and I work on Saturdays.
Makes sense.
So normally I can't go at all. Right now I can. So if you want to take a trip out there, you let me know.
Yeah.
And you save money.
I'm going to go the next time.
Because I want to go and get some dice.
Some Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah. Some D&D dice.
Oh, man. We need to have another night.
Yeah, we need to do that again. We need to try to schedule that soon.
Jess is, does all that stuff. He sells stuff there, though.
Who?
Jess. That guy.
What guy?
Jess sells at... He's got a booth?
I don't know what he does.
Oh.
Cause he says that, like, he sells stuff, and then, like, he spends, like, a lot of time there. Cause I was, like, telling him that we went, and he was like, oh, like, I go all the time, like, whenever they have it, cause he lives right there. And then he's like, but you wouldn't want to go, cause I talk to everybody, and I sell stuff, and I do all this stuff. And I was like,
cause there are some vendors that buy things from people.
Oh, okay.
So he might be doing that.
I don't know.
It's possible.
I was like, I probably want to kill myself. Just talking the whole entire time to people.
I'd be down to roll down with there, like, with you guys.
Yeah.
That way you can stay sane.
What day?
Okay. Wednesday or Saturday.
No, Frankenstein is honestly one of my favorite places in the world.
I liked it.
I hate it. I spent so much money there.
I know. I liked it, though.
But I don't know who made me spend the most money, Frank or Son, but whatever.
Frank and Sons.
Yeah.
I thought so.
It's Frankensons.
Because when I first heard about it, I thought it was Frankensons.
Yeah.
Like Frankenstein.
Frankenstein, yeah.
But like, no, Frank when I went there, I was like, oh no, it's Frank and Son Collectible Show.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Is there a difference?
Yes. Frank and Son, not mm-hmm. Frankenson. Like Frankenstein?
Franken, like one word, Frankenson. Frankenson.
I thought it was called Frankensons.
Uh-huh.
Like
Frankenstein. Like Frankenstein.
Like
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
That's why I don't like reading.
But it's three words. It's Frank and Son.
Yeah.
But I don't think his son actually works there anymore. I think it's just Frank there now. I could be wrong.
Spelled it wrong.
I had a buddy who used to work the tram there. Because
mm-hmm.
on like really busy days when they have like the wrestlers come out and stuff like that, they'll do a tram like from like an auxiliary parking lot.
The wrestlers will do a tram.
They'll do a tram over there. What does that even mean?
I don't know. I was like, what? Where did that even make sense?
Because you said they'll do a tram. Wrestlers will do a tram.
A tram.
That's fine.
I'm like, I don't get it.
Okay. Like, whatever. I'm so tired of explaining things to you.
It's such a cold day. It's a cold night.
Feels like Halloween. It's kind of like Halloween. Eerie weather. Right, you guys want to start playing the card game?
What do you know about the card game?
Yeah.
I thought you cracking stuff.
I can't do anything. I can pick stuff.
You're just trying to cut it off early?
It's only a minute.
Cut it off early. That's weird.
Only because I got to get dressed and stuff, but it's only a minute.
Anyway, yeah. I don't really have much else right now. I mean, I could sit and talk for hours, but that's me.
Yeah.
So, any of our regular listeners, don't forget to tune in on February 17th. We're going to have our first guest. We're doing a Valentine's episode.
They do not know what they're in for.
Really funny. A really big show. It's going to be a really big show. And from here on out, once or twice a month, we're going to be having a guest on here just so you're not listening to our voices over and over and over and over and over and over.
We all know how annoying their voices are.
Because Eddie doesn't talk.
I do not. I drink. That's what I do because it's called pre-game hooligans. I drink.
I don't really drink beer, but we don't have any beer tonight, so.
No.
Straight whiskey. Time.
Whiskey.
I don't mind drinking straight whiskey, but this is not my preferred whiskey.
He doesn't mind drinking straight at all.
Because I'm straight?
Okay.
Man, there's a lot of penises on this fucking thing.
What?
Oh, yeah, no, he's totally straight.
There's some paper down on the table where we normally record, and somebody drew a bunch of penises on it. I don't know why.
I don't see any penises. What are you talking about?
I just want to draw penises.
How are you spotting out all these penises? I don't see anything.
I'm penis blind.
You drew tips on your penis.
I drew nipples on my balls. And whatever that is on Pikachu's nose. And then he's got a from fucking Metal Gear Solid. Yeah, he's so surprised. Don't you point at the cards. Go ahead, you girl, go first.
I don't remember how we play.
So I'll go.
All right, folks. Guess it's about that time of the night, then, eh, chaps?
Yep.
Righto.
We're going to start playing a game called Fuck You, Buy a Beer for Me.
Right? We should just do
That's
beers.
What it's called. Fuck You, You're Paying. That's what it's called. Why did you pick the bottom one?
I don't know, because I thought it was a rose. Queen. I don't know what a rose is.
Dude, that 10, you can't even tell that's a 10 because there's so much rose on it.
It's pretty.
It's rose.
8.
It's a pretty cool one.
5. Last night I dreamt that my that's tattoo scary. Artist.
Is that a 7?
Yeah.
7.
They don't have like things on there. That my tattoo artist
9.
Tattooed.
That is difficult.
Tattooed like little.
7 again. Wait, that's a 7. No, that's a J. Because look at the 7 between the J.
It's a 7.
Okay. Are you sure? Yeah. Okay, whatever.
It's a 7. It's a 3.
So you just pulled 2 7s, so.
Kind of, not really, because it's below it. I'm cold.
Queen!
My fire went out, and my balls are freezing.
Ace. That looks more like Kill Bill than Django.
9.
Yeah. I wonder if it's just maybe, like, all of his movies.
Maybe.
8.
I wonder if it's just maybe all of his cards.
3.
5. Damn. Well, that's a cool one. 5 is really cool.
10.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
It's got a rhino horn on his head.
2.
7.
I'm so distracted by these cards.
6.
I'm so distracted by the cold. Jesus Christ, it's windy now.
It got really cold.
Oh, king. Shit. That was pretty crazy. You got a king.
Pick it. 6.
I'll do vodka.
Vodka.
That's all I wanted to see was you shiver.
I'm going to throw up right now. You're not coming out. I'm going to throw up and save it for you.
9.
Sorry. Ace.
To Django, go. Joker.
The drinks.
Fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
6.
7.
Oh. I thought there was a fly.
No. Shoe fly, don't bother me. 4. It's my turn.
7.
God, most of the Jameson's is in my mustache.
It for
Joker!
Another queen.
Another king.
Damn it!
Orange juice.
What the fuck is that? Oh, 7.
2.
5.
Joker! No, it's Jay. How many Jokers are there?
6.
I know, Ed. Who won last time? 3.
I lost last time.
You mean who lost last time?
Oh, yeah.
Ace, I lost last time. I
forgot about that. I almost
went. Quit reaching for it, pervert.
4. Oh.
What the fuck is that?
Queen.
Scary. 8. You're not going to drink it anyway.
I know.
8.
Well, I didn't know what card that was. It looked all scary. King.
You're drinking it.
So... I get to pick who drinks it then.
No, you're drinking it.
You can't drink it.
She's drinking it.
I'm not even
we're going to bring it back to you.
We're going to drive it out to your work.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get it in a to-go cup.
I'll pay for it.
Seven.
Whoever picks the next
character. How many sevens are there? I picked like six sevens.
Ace.
That's a cool one.
Four.
Is that? Oh, that is a king. I was like, that's a
king.
So you take all right, it.
So
I'll pay for it. I'll
I
money.
Pick $7. That's how much it costs. Well, that was king. You fucking drink it.
That was that's basically kings.
Eddie or Skunk shall be drinking vodka and orange juice tonight.
So a screwdriver.
Yeah, screwdriver.
Anyway, that's gonna wrap it up this week for the Pregame Hooligans podcast.
No, I don't want to go.
It's supposed to be pretty. It looks like it's gonna be a good night there.
Where?
At Pixels.
Yeah,
you guys
we'll see.
Pixels.
Yeah, I'll text Jessica see if she's coming out tonight. She's probably not though.
A couple people are going out, so
I think a lot of people are gonna be there.
Yeah.
No, no, the
she's
red.
Probably, she's Gary's probably got DJ. The boy this week. But anyway, yeah, that's gonna wrap it up for us. I have been Boston.
He has been Boston. He's not staying Boston, but he has been Skunk, and I will stay Skunk.
And Punk, I'm Punk.
All right. Well, don't forget to come and hang out with us on Sunday nights in downtown Riverside if we're down there.
Punk, what are you doing? Put the
bow
and arrow down.
Sorry. This has been the Pregame Hooligans podcast.
Stop drawing it back. What the fuck? Oh, shit.
We'll see you guys later. Or never.